I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dallas County is reporting more than 400 new cases of COVID-19 today. That's another record, and a renewed call for masks. KRLD's Austin York has the story.
Today, the county announced 413 new coronavirus cases and 9 additional deaths. County Judge Clay Jenkins says the governor will now be allowing jurisdictions to ask businesses to come up with guidelines requiring customers to wear masks.
Because what we're finding from the doctors, and we're seeing this more and more with medical reports that are coming out of these studies, is the single most important thing that we can do to stop the spread of COVID, more effective than 6-foot distancing or hand washing, is to wear those masks when we're in crowds.
He says most likely a business will be fined if a person is caught without one. Most businesses will just simply tell a person to leave if they're not wearing one in their facility. 302 people have now died in Dallas County due to the coronavirus. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And there's new worries about daycares.
In just 7 days, 17 children and staff members at 9 different daycares in Dallas County alone have tested positive for coronavirus. The prior 2 months, there were just 2 cases. Tori Manis of the child care group says parents usually follow the guidelines and keep kids who show symptoms at home.
The real worry is children who are asymptomatic and may, and parents through no fault of their own may go ahead and bring them to child care. Again, these providers are doing absolutely everything they can to maintain health and safety standards.
Clay Jenkins says some of the kids who tested positive may have spread the disease to family members. LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Tarrant County is reporting 180 new COVID-19 cases today with 1 new death. The latest victim is a man in his 90s from Fort Worth who had underlying health conditions. The total number of cases in the county now sits at 7,822. With 199 total deaths, the county is also reporting another 128 recoveries, bringing that total to 3,427.
So we've talking about all these kinds of numbers and the conversation about face masks. Fort Worth Mayor weighs in.
Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price was among 9 mayors who signed a letter to Governor Abbott asking him to allow them to decide for themselves whether to mandate face masks. Mayor Price tells KRLD that while she has no intentions of mandating them in Fort Worth, she strongly recommends that people wear them.
We're not trying to hit them over the head with a hammer or scare them to death, but we are trying to make them think responsibly and continue to social distance, continue to practice good hygiene, and wear your mask when you're out in public.
Governor Abbott has maintained that local governments have other tools to slow the spread of COVID-19, including fines for violating capacity restrictions. At Fort Worth City Hall, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
3 people and 1 inmate at the Collin County Jail have tested positive for COVID-19. They are the first coronavirus cases at the jail. The Collin County Sheriff's Office says the inmate has been moved to an isolation cell in the infirmary. The company that provides medical services at the jail is randomly testing other inmates and is screening new inmates for any COVID-19 symptoms. The Collin County Healthcare Service is also testing jail employees.
2 North Texas school districts are going to let parents decide how their kids will be learning in the fall. Fort Worth and Garland ISDs announced today they're going to offer both in-person and virtual learning when school starts back up. Clint Bond with the Fort Worth ISD says they came to this decision after they talked to parents and students.
This year, stick with the traditional calendar, which starts school on August 17th. and it will then conclude again in late May, just like it did this year. And that's opposed to asking them if they wanted to go to a year-round calendar.
Parents can start making that decision on the 1st of July when they start their online enrollment. Families in the Garland School District can make the choice as well. Both of the districts are going to release more details in the next few days.